good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled Immense Dignity.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And Jesus said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then Jesus said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is talking about the end time, called eschatology. These calamities that Jesus describes have been happening ever since, right? And are still happening today. If it is not the Temple of Jerusalem that's being destroyed, it's holy places in many parts of the world. But we know from science what Jesus didn't know, namely that the universe will not wind down for another few billion years. We have, a few billion years to go. What is important to note, I think, about this gospel is that his listeners ask Jesus for a sign, but he doesn't really respond to that. He says, "Many will come in my name. Do not go after them." He's speaking to the people of God here. He says, "Beware that you are not led astray. Do not go after them. Do not be terrified." Notice that he does not refer these folks to a higher authority who will solve all their problems and tell them what to think and what to do. No. Jesus is appealing to the sensus fidei. It's a feeling for the faith. It's a deep-seated intuition that we Christians have within us. Pope Francis says, quoting, "Standing before God and acknowledging that we are recipients of God's boundless love confers on us, the people of God, an immense dignity." Wow. Pope Francis, therefore, constantly urges the laity, the people of God, to assume your responsibility. That means informing yourself, informing your consciences. The sensus fidei implies that you are grounded in the church's life. You don't make up or invent what you believe and what you talk about, but you are a confident Catholic Christian. This is what Council Vatican II said about it, that Jesus does not act only through the hierarchy, but also through the laity. And they go on, for that very purpose, he made you his witnesses and gave you understanding of the faith and the grace of speech. You are, therefore, my dear friends, you are in the world in the midst of what Jesus is describing in this gospel, and you have to look at it and face it and find your answers, and because Jesus didn't give them an answer, and decide what to do about it. Please, 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 dear friends, be there. Stand up and be counted. God bless you. Amen.
Oh.